Cyclone Butsirai brought with it heavy rains, strong winds, death, and destruction. The tropical storm weakened as it moved across Madagascar, but not before causing serious damage. Thousands of buildings destroyed or flooded across the island. It's already Southern Africa's second biggest cyclone this year. Residents of Mananjeri, the epicenter of the storm, are still waiting for help.
Our house collapsed. We don't know where to go. We have no food. We have nowhere to go. All our things were in our house. The children's clothes, school, supplies, everything was destroyed.
We have to help everyone, whether they live on the beach or in the city. We really have to find a solution.
The World Food Program warned the cyclone destroyed staple crops, making a food shortage crisis in the months to come almost inevitable.
We know for sure that the rice field and rice crops will be damaged, will be lost. So this is the main crop for Malagasy people, and they will be seriously affected in their food security in the next 3-6 months if we don't do something immediately and we don't help them to recover.
An estimated 150,000 people have been affected so far. More than three-quarters of Madagascar's 28 million people live in poverty. Aid workers are expecting the number of affected people to go up. Still reeling from a tropical storm in January, which killed 55 people, before the extreme wet weather, communities were coping with years of such severe drought, the UN warned it could lead to the world's first climate change-related famine. The African continent, its leaders say, is paying the highest price for climate change. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.